know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, if there's anything that I can do to make your stay here at Hillman more enjoyable, anything at all, anything you can think of, you know, you may need someone to talk to, or someone to hold your hand, or someone to hold your other hand, any part of you that needs holding, let me know, okay? How you doing? My name's Dwayne Wayne. I'm the official greeter of the dorm orientation committee. Tell me something. Why do you waste your time here when there are magazine covers begging for your countenance? Countenance. You know, that's like a face. That was a compliment. How you doing? The name's Wayne. Dwayne Wayne. Official greeter of the dorm orientation committee.
Dorm orientation committee? I didn't know we had one.
Oh, in fact, we're having our first meeting tonight, 7:30, my place. You like wine coolers?
Oh, gee, I can't make it tonight. Someone's coming to fix the soda machine.
Well, why do you have to be there for that?
Well, they do want the dorm director to be there.
You're the dorm director. Oh, thank you. Linda, I'm sorry. Anything I just said to you was said with complete respect.
Oh, and with complete respect, I'm telling you. Leave.
I'm going. Goodbye, man. Don't tell the dean, man. There is a God. Hi. My name is Earl. No, that's not it. It's not even close. It's somewhere to be. My name is Dwayne. Dwayne is my name.
Hi, my name is Denise, and this is my luggage.
Oh, well, let me help you with that. I could just kick myself for not thinking of this earlier.
This time with no respect at all.
I'm going. Denise, it's my pleasure. I'll see you.
What was that?
That's one of the things that's going to make my job more difficult. Hi, I'm Stevie Rawlins, dorm director.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to Gilbert.
Thanks. It's so nice to be in this dorm. You know, compared to freshman dorms, this place is like paradise. Oh, I'm Denise Huxtable.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. And don't lose that enthusiasm. You're going to need it.
Right. You know, my mom used to live in this dorm. And my dad used to live on those steps.
Well, times haven't changed. Let's see, Huxtable, you're in 20Y with Jaleesa Vincent. And I think she's here already.
Oh, great. I can't wait to meet her. Thanks, Mrs. Rawlins.
Oh, the name is Stevie.
Thanks, Stevie.
Denise
Whitley.
Welcome back. How's your summer? I just worked my little tail off interning in Daddy's chambers. Have you ever spent a summer in Richmond? You can fry an egg on a jaguar.
Wouldn't that ruin the paint job?
I didn't mean that literally.
But we had so much to catch up on.
Oh, well, Whitley, can we do that later? You know, I just want to go to my room and meet my new roommate.
Oh, you haven't met her yet. Well, you're in for a surprise.
Surprise? Whitley, what are you talking about? What surprise?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure she's a very nice girl. Though you really can't call her a girl. I mean, she is now a teenager.
Well, how old is she?
They say 26, but I suspect that's on the conservative side when you consider that she has been married and divorced.
So?
Well, of course, that alone doesn't make her a bad person. It's just that I've also heard she's had a brush with the law.
What? Brush with the law?
Of course, I don't think a prestigious institution like Hillman would admit criminals. Do you? Erica, welcome back, sweetie.
Father, Grace, you must be 26. Oh, I didn't mean that. You don't look 26. You know, you don't even look a day over
it. Why don't we just start over?
Okay, great. I'd like that.
Hi, I'm Jaleesa.
Hi, Jaleesa, I'm single.
So, what else have you heard about me?
That you're no teenager.
Look, let's be straight and just get this out in the open, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I was married. It lasted for 2 years. I had no children while we were married, but my husband did. That's why we're divorced. Anything else you want to know?
No, just let me deal with what you just told me. Gee, you got a lot of books.
Yeah, I hear they're big on that in college.
Hey, you know, you were the first 26-year-old divorced person that I've ever lived with. Oh, wow, I should probably ask, have you picked a bed?
Yeah, that one.
Hey, sorry.
Are all those clothes yours, or did you mug Joan Collins on the way over here?
Funny, really funny. Oh, gee, are you always that organized?
Oh, basically. I just can't live around clutter.
Oh, me neither.
Come in.
I'd love to. Denise, I always knew that we were meant to be together.
Oh.
And when you read this, you're gonna know it too. I think that says it all.
To whom it may concern?
That's you. It concerns you.
If your idea of heaven is driving down a winding country road in France in an elegant racing machine with soft music on the stereo, a couple of Philly cheesesteaks in the glove compartment.
Well, okay, just take it and read it at your leisure and call me. And if I'm not in, I'll be picking up the cheesesteak.
Oh, hi, Denise. Come on in.
Thanks.
So, what brings you here? Trouble in paradise?
Stevie, I need to talk to you about, why are you wearing those on your head?
I forgot to tell you, I'm a Martian.
Oh, you are? Oh, hello.
Mommy, when are we gonna collect the soil samples?
In a minute, JT. There's someone here I want you to meet. Denise, this is my son, JT.
I'm not JT, I'm Captain JT.
Well, it's an honor to meet you, Captain.
I'm doing very important work.
Well, could you do it over there for a minute? We're being invaded, and I've got to talk to Denise.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Now, what's your problem?
I want to change roommates.
Well, I guess this is no time to be a Martian.
I know this probably sounds like I'm overreacting, but, you know, my dad always says, if you feel strongly about something, then just to follow your instinct.
After one day.
Well, he also says not to procrastinate.
Oh, your father is very talkative.
Well, Stevie, you know, I come from a very big family, and I get along with all sorts of people. I really do, but I don't know, Jaleesa's different. Everything I say, everything seems to rub her the wrong way. I just don't think that girl likes me.
Oh, it's just been one day. Now, Denise, unless the woman is a criminal, you two should be able to find a way to live together.
Is there something about Jaleesa that no one is telling me?
Denise, this is college. This is not computer dating. There are no perfect matches.
I know, but this is really, really a bad match. I just don't think that we are meant to be together.
Okay. I do have a solution for you.
Oh, great. What?
Whitley.
Whitley Gilbert?
I didn't say it was a good solution. Besides, she's the only girl still here without a roommate.
Well, I think there could be good reason for that.
Look, why don't you try applying some positive energy in this situation? You just might be surprised at what you get back from Jaleesa.
Okay, I will try it again.
I just know you two guys can work this thing out. And remember, getting along with different people is a sign of growing up.
You know, you only get out of a relationship what you put into it, and I've been thinking I am just going to put a lot of positive energy into this one.
Huxtable, who have you been talking to?
No one. You know, but Stevie's right. I feel that...
You were talking to Stevie about me?
Well, all Stevie said was, you know, how important she thought it was that we got along.
You asked for a new roommate, didn't you?
No. Well, okay, yeah, but, you know, I've changed my mind. I am perfectly happy with you.
You know, I don't believe you. You went to talk to Stevie about changing roommates behind my back without even asking me?
Well, okay, I admit that I was wrong, but I was just following my father's advice.
Oh, I'm sure your father told you to be selfish, rude, and sneaky.
Well, no, not exactly in those words.
Huxtable, you're worse than I thought.
I'm worse than you thought? What were you thinking?
That you're a spoiled, bougie, rich kid with more clothes than brains who is going to be impossible for me to get along with.
Oh, well, is that right, Julissa? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore because it just so happens I do have a choice of roommates, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, aren't you the lucky one?
Whitley. Do you need some help?
Just put them over on my bed. I really wish you could have been there with me. I just hate shopping alone. I can never decide what I want, so I just buy everything.
Oh, me too.
I'm just sorry I couldn't find a wheelchair.
A wheelchair?
If you put one in the back seat of your car, it's about the only way you can find a place to park that's not in the boonies.
Whitley, that's terrible.
Well, should I be punished because I can walk?
No, Whitley, life has punished you enough.
I just can't tell you how thrilled I am that we're going to be rooming together. You and I are going to have a ball. Listen, do you know how to give foot massages?
No, I'm terrible. Awful. You wouldn't want one from me.
Oh, what a shame. You know, Denise, when Stevie first approached me about extending my hospitality to you, I was somewhat taken aback. Then I found out that you come from a fine family. I mean, my daddy's a judge and your daddy's a what? A dentist.
Close. He's an obstetrician and gynecologist.
My, how interesting. This year is going to be so much fun. What is that?
Oh, this. Well, this, my sister Vanessa made this for me. It's made out of my old dental
retainers. Those things have been in people's mouths.
Just my mouth, Whitley.
Well, I'm gonna go take a shower. I feel like Miss Greedy City. You make yourself at home.
Thanks, Will.
Oh, silly me, I almost forgot.
What's that?
It's a lock for the phone. Bye-bye, Rumi.
Bye. Rumi.
Hi, Rumi.
Whitley. Whitley! Hi. I think we need to talk. Thinking, and I think that the only way for us to get along with each other is if we are completely honest with each other.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, well, good, because I feel that if we're to get along, then we've really got to respect each other's rights.
Denise, look at that table over there.
Whitley, I'm trying to talk to you.
The one in the baggy chinos. Can't take his eyes off me.
I think he's looking at me.
Never mind. He's coming over. Oh, my hair is a mess, and I just feel sticky.
Hi, I'm Chip. Chip St. Charles.
Hi, Chip. I'm Whitley. Whitley Gilbert.
And, what's your name?
Oh, Denise.
That's a lovely name.
Thank you.
St. Charles, St. Charles. Are you one of the Atlanta St. Charleses? Because my sister went to a cotillion with a Julian St. Charles. Now, that wouldn't be your brother by any chance, would it?
I'm from Seattle.
Rains a lot there, doesn't it?
Denise, would you like to dance?
Oh, thanks, Chip. I'd love to. I'm one of those Brooklyn Huxtables.
Hey, man, my name's Dwayne Wayne. You know, for you to be sitting here all alone like this, it pains me. Why are you all alone?
Oh, shut up and let's dance.
All right, a little things for herself. I like it.
It scares me, but I like it.
Hi again.
Hi, Whitley.
Don't you just love this song? We can play it in the morning when we're doing our exercises. And I bet you in no time we'll get rid of that ice cream inch you seem to put on over the summer. Listen, I hate to be a party poop, but I just can't seem to get the top of my convertible closed.
Oh, no problem.
Dwayne, you'll have many more chances to be nice to me, I promise, but I need a man here.
Well, I guess I could do it.
Could you, Chip? I'm just afraid I might catch a chill in the night air, and I wouldn't want to give anything to my new roommate.
Oh, I think you're giving it to me pretty good.
Okay, it's just around the corner. Your arm is just one big muscle.
Your arm is one big muscle?
The woman left me standing here on the dance floor alone. Whatever happened to chivalry?
What are you doing here?
Well, what does it look like I'm doing here?
Well, from the way you're rolling back and forth, I'd say an impression of Stevie Wonder.
I'm trying to get some sleep, Teresa.
Well, you know they have beds for that now.
I have a perfectly good reason for being down here, okay?
Oh, let me guess.
Whitley? No, Whitley and I are doing just fine. In fact, Whitley and I went dancing tonight at the pit. I even met a really nice guy. He's fixing Whitley's car right now. But we're doing fine, just fine.
Really?
I mean, so what if the girl only uses a bar of soap once? Or doesn't eat cheese? Or allow anyone else to eat cheese in the room? But so what if this girl has got to fall asleep to the sound of crickets? I mean, she's entitled, right?
She doesn't let you eat cheese?
Hey, there are plenty of places on this campus where I can eat cheese, okay?
Fine, good. I'm gonna go to bed.
Fine. Before I go, can you just do me one little favor?
What?
Take me with you! Listen, the girl's nuts. She's driving me nuts. She locks the phone. She steals men.
Denise, please.
Julissa, right now she's listening to a recording of Fox.
Denise.
She doesn't eat cheese. She won't let me eat pizza in bed. It's un-American.
Huxtable, please, let me go.
Julissa, I want to move back.
Well, isn't that special?
You are not going to make this easy, are you?
Oh, you got that right.
Oh, come on, Julissa. It wasn't all my fault. You know, you have got the biggest chip on your shoulder that I've ever seen.
Look, I didn't socialize much last year because I felt strange, you know, out of place about being older. But I thought, hey, it's a new year. Go live in the dorm. After all, college is more than just books.
You thought that?
Yes, I thought that. But as soon as I got here, all I heard was, did you hear Jaleesa did so-and-so? Jaleesa this, Jaleesa that. Jaleesa once punched out a teacher.
I heard it was a dean.
See, I felt like you all had your minds made up about me. So I got my backup. And, well, maybe I'm not the easiest person to live with.
Well, I was wrong to judge you so quickly.
Well, I was pretty unfriendly.
Yeah, but I have to learn to give things more time.
No, I need to be less defensive.
We were both pretty stupid, weren't we?
How did we ever get into college?
I don't know.